This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
The suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I can't stand it. It's been since last year since I had some live advanced medicine, Dr. Vitar. Where have you been?
I've been right here, man. I've been waiting for you. I've been holding this flight pattern, just waiting for you.
Well, Happy New Year, my friend. It's good to be back on board with the advanced medicine, organic, non-GMO freight train into the new year. So,
you know, Robert, I'm used to hearing the advanced medicine Monday soundtrack that Super Don did, but so I haven't heard this in a while. Maybe it's been changed, but it's so funny with all those side effects that were being rolled off. You know, seizures and bleeding disorders and all this other side effects for the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think that it's almost, there's no way but to feel better after hearing that and then getting on with the Robert Scott Bell Show, because it's that reverse psychology. You know, you hit somebody in the forehead and you said, you know, have I healed you? So the release of the pain after being hit in the forehead, what they say the healers do.
Yes.
Because of the cessation of the pain, you feel that you're doing better. So that's
yes.
A great strategy that you point all those things out, and the people already feel better as soon as you stop talking about it.
It's Dr. Mr. Super Don to you, because he puts this stuff together. You know, look out. Don't try this at home. Yeah, the advanced medicine with Dr. Vitar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show comes with side benefits, no side effects, side benefits, which leads us really, funnily enough, to our new story. And by the way, folks, because we had the last two Mondays fell on holidays, we actually have Dr. Vitar on live a day late. And it's not late. The news is still just as good. And, in fact, I might just ask you this next week. I might have to do it again because I'll be traveling back from Davenport, Iowa, after doing an integrative medical conference I'm speaking at. So we're doing Advanced Medicine Tuesdays inadvertently.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Okay, just not making a habit of it, but it's just the way the calendar fell this time. Anyway, so the first story out of Scientific American here for the new year, January 2017 issue, hidden side effects. Medical studies often leave out adverse outcomes. Now, I was thinking about this. I was like, if only they could leave out the side effects when they approve the drugs. Of course, not possible, but wouldn't that be something? Because as they leave out the adverse effects or outcomes in their studies, the drugs come with all of them that they neglect to mention.
Yeah, that's true. You know, sometimes that the omission of information is as detrimental as misinformation.
Well, yeah, you're right. If you just simply leave out the fact that there are adverse events and outcomes to the drug studies and just pretend that it's not there, and then when it comes out, then you discover them. I mean, it seems to be, you know, when we go to the oxymoron of medical ethics, that's what's playing out here, according to this Scientific American article.
Yeah, exactly. So that there's an adage that it's sometimes better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. They're almost taking that type of stance. They're not talking about the side effects, and then when it comes out, then they sort of address the side effects or will bring attention to it. But, you know, this is a perfect example with the statin drugs. So the original studies of the statin drugs showed that the ubiquinone levels, coenzyme Q10 levels, fell with the use of statin drugs. And so that the conclusion of the studies on the statin drugs was that you should always be given with supplemental coenzyme Q10. But then when it went to market, when the products went to market, when these new drugs went to the market, the drug companies conveniently left that information out, even though that's what the conclusions of the studies were. And so years later, when they started seeing the increase in hepatocellular carcinoma and all the other side effects associated with the statin drugs, and you know, Robert, there's a very, very high, statistically significant increased risk with liver cancer when people are on statin drugs.
Yes.
When they started talking about the fact that, well, the coenzyme Q levels were so low, and that's one reason people start feeling this fatigue in their muscles and all these other side effects. And then they talked about, well, why are we not using the coenzyme Q10 as a study showed? They said, well, you know, the reason we didn't recommend coenzyme Q10 was because of the expense of the coenzyme Q10. It was the additional expense of the supplement that prevented them from talking about it in their marketing propaganda material for the recommendation of using coenzyme Q10 with the statin drugs. So this is the same type of phenomena you're talking about.
Yeah, but how big a problem is it really? Maybe we're just exaggerating because we're biased, right? We're not like drug first, drug everything people, right? So it's probably Dr. Bitar and RSB just exaggerating a bit. And I'm looking at this and going, maybe, okay, let's look. Well, this new analysis estimates that, only almost half of all clinical studies, the raw data goes missing once it's published. So nobody can go back and track it down and say, is this legit? Can we duplicate it? Or is it purposefully glossed over because it isn't the conclusion that they say it is? 50% nearly.
And I bet you that is a very, very conservative estimate. I bet you the actual numbers are even higher than that, Robert. This is one of the reasons that when people ask me, this is people that come into social contact, you know, first time and they've learned what we're doing, and they always ask, well, this sounds amazing. Have you published any of this? Doctors will ask me that. In fact, New Year's Eve, there was a dentist that I was with and mutual friend, and was pretty excited and intrigued by some of the things that he learned as we were talking. And so his first question was, well, have you published any of this? Like, for what purpose? You know, because first of all, half the stuff that's out there is all garbage, and the second, the other half that's not garbage is worse than garbage because it was made up. It was conjured out of thin air, and none of the data is even there. It was just completely pulled out of thin air. And so there's no purpose, in my opinion at least, to publish some of this data, because the people that it's going to make a difference in, the people that are going to listen to this research and actually make a difference in this based upon the research that's published, they're already aware and they're already doing things differently. And the ones that are not going to be moved by the research aren't going to read the research in the first place. So what's the purpose of doing the research? Either you're already aware or you're not. I think Confucius said, for those who understand, no explanation is necessary. But those who do not understand, no explanation is possible.
Yeah, you said that right. And the other thing is, if you do publish, they'll Wakefield you. You learned that early on, that if you submitted a paper for publication and it referenced mercury or autism, it wasn't going to get published anyway. But if it happened to sneak through, as what happened with Wakefield and some others, the Seralini study on GMOs, they will pull it, discredit it, and attack you ad hominem to destroy your reputation.
Right. That's exactly right. The GMO one is a very good example. Thank God that those people, the people that were responsible for the GMO study, they didn't take it laying down. And I understand there was a group of them, and in French court, I believe it went to the analogous
Supreme Court. Yeah.
Supreme Court, right, exactly. And they won.
Yeah, they did. And of course, the study's been replicated. And also true, that the Wakefield study was also found to be what did they say? It was somehow fraudulent. It wasn't fraudulent at all. And, of course, The Lancet refuses to publish it to this day, even though they retracted it for no real good reason. So you're right. To go through the peer-reviewed literature, as much as we'd like to believe it's a gold standard, it's above reproach, and you can rely upon the data, we've referenced it here. The head of the New England Journal of Medicine, the head of the JAMA Journal, the head of Lancet, all been on the record saying, we don't even know what is real science anymore, what's legitimate in these articles. We can't tell. And so when you have something like this occurring and Scientific American comes out and says, yeah, half or, now you say more, Dr. Bitar, of the data disappears after it's published. Now, according to this, they're saying in the U.S. that investigators conducting clinical trials will have to make all of their findings publicly available no matter what the outcome of the study is, thanks to a new rule from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Now, the question is, what do they do with this? Because that could be devastating, devastating to the peer-reviewed literature as it promotes big pharma drugs, which is its reason for being at this point.
Yeah, but that's a good thing for us.
Well, yeah, I mean, for the people it's a good thing. Less fraudulent data perhaps being published at all or making it through the peer-reviewed process. But the question is, will they just go elsewhere, right? Would they, well, I could just go to foreign universities, foreign papers, journals, and publish there.
Yeah, believe it or not, Robert, the foreign publishing houses, the foreign journals actually have a higher level of integrity, I believe.
So their standards may be higher out there.
Right. Well, they're not going to take the money from the pharmaceutical companies. See, there's so many subvert things that happen, and that's the problem. The foreign journals are less prone to that type of wheeling and dealing, and if you do this, we'll do that type of thing. That's at least what my experience has been. In fact, some of the toxicology journals, the International Journal of Toxicology was the one that published the data years ago where they found that mercury levels in the hair of normal children was a lot higher than that in autistic children. And then the conclusion was that, of course, that why is it higher in normal children? Well, because they're getting rid of it. And in autistic children, because they're not getting rid of the mercury, it's higher level of in the body and less found in the hair itself. So when you look at the absolute hair specimens, autistic children had lower levels of mercury. So if somebody just to review it based upon what's right in front of you without any interpretation, you'd say, well, clearly mercury has nothing to do with autism because the children that are neurotypic have higher level of mercury in their hair. And this was actually brought up at a conference, at an A4M conference that I was giving a lecture at, and a doctor stood up and basically challenged me on this complete point by saying that, hey, the studies already show that children with neurotypic behavior, children that are neurotypic, have higher levels of mercury in the hair. So your assumption and your supposition that the mercury is the cause, the etiology of autism, is flawed.
Of course, Dr. Bitar, they seem to not know biological pathways of excretion. They need to go back to grade school and learn some of it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Dr. Rasha Bitar is on with me. We're doing advanced medicine. Hey, how about some facts about polio that the CDC wishes you didn't know? That's coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, Dr. Bittar, let me get this right. You were saying that in the cases of the non-autistic children, higher levels of mercury detected in the hair, and those with autism, they didn't detect that. So they said it's opposite, Dr. Bittar. You're wrong about the mercury hypothesis because look at all the mercury in the hair of these people. And I said, they don't know pathways of excretion. They need to go back to school. Am I missing anything here?
Yeah, well, that's exactly the thing. I mean, I was in front of about 1,200, 1,300 doctors, and so I'm looking around the audience. I said, am I the only one who gets it here? I mean, is anybody else getting this? And, then, you know, the audience was kind of quiet. And I said to the doctor, who felt so enamored by this conversation, that he stood up. He's in the audience standing up because he wanted to be acknowledged that, you know, he was the one who
pointed out the
insightful. Yeah. And I said, so are you suggesting that we start to supplement our autistic children with mercury to bring their hair level of mercury up to the same level as the neurotypical children? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God.
And he's kind of standing there, and everybody starts laughing. And I said, the reason the mercury is not in their hair in autistic children is because it's not coming out. Hair is a dead tissue. It's excrement. So everything that's coming out is processing out of the body. But when you see a certain population that's not able to get it out, because everybody has mercury. That's not the issue. Everybody has mercury. Why do you see some people end up having a problem with the mercury? It's because their bodies, one, can't excrete it, and two, their ability to handle the mercury, the genetic predisposition to be able to process that mercury is not the same as other people. So mercury is detrimental to the whole, every living organism. It's that certain people can get rid of it and other people can't. And neurotypic children can get rid of it. So that's why you see higher levels of mercury in the hair because they're getting rid of it. In the patients that can't get rid of it, you don't see any mercury. That's because it's staying in the body. It's not getting out. And so having to explain these things sometimes to patients, you know, it's modern medicine has this mentality, and I've said this before on the show, it's been a while since I said this, but the modern mentality of medicine is that every time I see fires, I see fire engines. Therefore, I conclude that fire engines cause fires. They're not, they're just looking at it for the surface value. They don't understand causation. They don't understand, or they don't even look for causation. They don't understand that, maybe the fire engines are actually coming in response to the fires. No, they see fire engines, they see fires, they conclude that fire engines must cause fires. It's a complete idiocy as far as an argument is concerned. We need to change our mindset in medicine. We need to change our mindset in everything, but in medicine especially, so that we look at, okay, if we see this and we see this, then what are the implications? What are the possible relationships? What causation can it be? Can A be causing B? Can B be causing A? Can something else be causing A and B to respond this way? But there's
maybe,
it's a very, very super...
Dr. Bitar, maybe in a... I say, in addition to learning basic physiological pathways of excretion, they should probably be taught logic in medical school as well.
Well, I think that would be a very good place to start, Robert. Common sense.
Yeah. Definitely deficient. And it's also deficient in the reporting on polio in the 20th century and its supposed eradication. We've talked about this. This is still one of the big controversies anytime we talk about vaccines and how the way they're done today are just so devastating, you wouldn't want to get anywhere near them, right? And then they say, but what about polio? They always come back to that, but what about polio? Well, people that say that don't know the real history of polio and the fact that we're dealing with a toxicological overwhelming assault with primarily DDT in the middle part of the 20th century, and that the vaccine itself didn't actually eradicate polio. In fact, in many cases, it caused paralysis. And it wasn't until they, well, how far do we go with this? Because there's a lot of interesting facts in this article we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Yeah, I mean, this is a rabbit hole that we can go down, and we could do a couple of shows on this very subject. I mean, it's a problem, and it's something that needs to be corrected.
It needs to be called out, because isn't that the case? You hear that, but what about polio? You go through all of the issues of toxic deficiencies, if I can say it that way, of awareness of vaccines, when they say, oh, they're safe, they're effective. And you go, no, because of this, because of this, because of this. It, you know, the concept may be okay as a theory, but the way you're applying it is devastating to the brain and nervous system. Not only the mercury, but if you go back to DDT and other things. And these toxicological assaults can result in paralysis. Viruses, if they're even there, are, you know, kind of like the fireman shows up. And you say it's the cause. Well, could it be that it's the result of, you know, spewing out genetic material from cells that have been so poisoned they're just trying to survive?
And that's the thing that we've talked about before. A couple of years ago, we talked about the show that the CDC's, when they have a response team that goes out, we always hear about the infectious diseases response team, but we rarely hear about the other response team, which is the toxicological response team. And that's really where the key is. The toxicological team is looking at these toxicity aspects, and they don't get any of the limelight.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we've got...
done on the infectious component, you know?
Yes.
The Ebolas and this and that.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, we've got a question of the day from Debbie related to cancer treatment, as well as the CDC doing something good related to lead levels. Yes, the CDC is doing something good, perhaps.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Two hours a day, 6 days a week, broadcasting live on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and around the world on UK Health Radio and iTunes, on SoundCloud, on just so many places you can listen, including, if you ever miss a segment of Advanced Medicine, our special hour with Dr. Batar each week, you can go to medicalrewind.com, and there are hundreds and hundreds of hours of downloadable information for free to benefit you and to bring that power to heal back where it belongs. Now, Dr. Batar, from time to time, folks will call in, they'll write in, and Of course, that leads to the time to answer some questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first official question of the new year. For Dr. Bitar and myself, it is coming from Debbie, and she's writing about her son-in-law, Adam, was diagnosed with AML, acute myeloid leukemia. And he's been through the mill, Dr. Bitar. He was in the hospital for 2 months, received 2 rounds of chemo. And while he was there, believe it or not, he also suffered from serious infections and heart issues, unexplained heart issues. Could this have anything to do with the chemo he was given?
The bear poop in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's a classic case of chemo impacting the heart. I mean, how many times have we seen peer-reviewed published studies, in fact, talking about the damage to heart tissue? But that happens. Sometimes it's later that they detect it, but this time's within 2 months.
Yeah, and we've covered, actually, like you said, we've actually on the show covered those studies.
Mm-hmm. And one of the keys in your international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, we talk about the different toxicities, and that includes opportunistic infections. And in this case, hospital-acquired, you can call them nosocomial.
Absolutely. And those are the worst kind because they are refractory to practically everything, especially the conventional antibiotic therapies that are being used. So they call them drug-resistant because they've been propagating in an environment that is surrounded by this high dose antibiotic. They basically, was because it's methyl resistant staph aureus that is most prevalent that you find in the hospitals.
Right, right. And on top of that, now they're saying that as he went back to the hospital, they're saying that the chemo or the cancer he has, the cells are back and they're resistant. So now they got to put him on another chemo drug. And so this woman, the mom, is very concerned, rightfully so, and she went out and found the truth about cancer, Ultimate Live Symposium, saw you, saw me, saw a lot of cool guys and gals teaching about these things. And so she's convinced that the chemo and stem cell transplant issue for her son-in-law, Adam, is not going to work. Now, I don't want her to tell him that necessarily unless he comes to that conclusion. This is a delicate situation, but her question basically is about guidance, right? Is there somewhere that her son-in-law can go? I mean, this is a loaded question. We've covered things like this before. You can't force a person to go where they don't want to go. But let's say that Adam does want to go a different route. And the question is, does he come to see someone like you? Does he go to see someone like our friend Dr. Tony Jimenez or others that are featured in there? And how do you give somebody information like that?
Well, I think that this comes down to the same component that we've talked about before. People have to find and tap into their own innate higher intelligence and allow that to be the guidance. The problem is people become so inundated with the fear of having cancer and then the confusion and the discourse and the so-called experts that come into the play, and then you've got your family members and everybody wants to do a different thing because they all, although well-wishing, think that they know something that other people don't, and so they want to impose their will upon the patient. And it comes down to the same situation over and over again. People need to pray, meditate, contemplate, and come to their own conclusion. They need to ask for guidance.
Yes.
This type of a question actually is, you know, it's a question that's motivated by fear, which is how most questions are motivated by fear. And really, the first thing is to dissipate the fear. And the only way you can dissipate the fear is by acknowledging the existence of the Creator and the supremacy of the Creator, and then ask for guidance. And once the guidance is given, then move into that as quickly and as powerfully as you can. So,
yeah,
intention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I was just going to give a formula for those
sure
that are formula oriented. Intention, which is basically a prayer, a non-denominational, non-religious prayer, an intention. What do I intend to happen? So your what you desire, that intention mm-hmm plus result. I'm sorry. Intention plus action equals results. So first you have to set the intention, then you have to take action, whatever that intention is, and then do something proactive towards it, and that's when you're going to get the result. But to be sitting there in a state of fear and to ask questions that are fear-motivated, it's not going to allow you to get what you need to get to. You need to, this is a place from inside. This is a place where one needs to spend time in that isolation and prayer meditation. And the worst part is this is a lady that's talking. She's not the patient. So does she actually fall into that category of those well-wishers that want
right.
to impose their belief? You know, even though she may be well-guided and her belief is consistent with our belief, that doesn't mean that it's his right answer. And she needs to honor his right answer.
It's so very important that you bring that up again. Because, again, the well-wishers, well-meaning people, especially family members, and there are times when the folks that we see that are suffering are not ready, prepared to take the path we perceive to be the right path for them. And even in the choice of a doctor, right? Somebody might say, oh, Dr. Batar, I love you. I want my so-and-so to come see you. And that so-and-so will not resonate with you as you being the right guy for him or her.
Rob,
it doesn't mean...
This is so crucial. Go ahead, finish that, because this is so crucial, and I hope people really understand this. This is going to be one of those shows that people need to listen to again. So go ahead and finish that thought, because I want to add to that.
Yeah, so the point in saying that is not that Dr. Batar is not an awesome doctor. He is. I'm bragging on him. But it might be our friend Dr. Tony Jimenez, who has a lot of similarities, some differences, that is the right doctor for that. You know, that's the thing about all. I've been to dentists to remove mercury. And had great success. In fact, the one I used in Atlanta years ago was great. And another person went there and said, oh, it's the worst experience ever. How do you equate the two things that can happen with the same person?
That's exactly right. And I'll just tell a quick short story. I had a patient about 6 months ago that had been following us for years. She's a 42-year-old drug rep with cancer. And I get on the phone with her and she's just beside herself. She's telling her husband, I can't believe I'm talking to Dr. Batar. She's read all the material I've written. She's read the book. She's watched all the DVDs. She's come to live events. She's come to a couple of our advanced medicine seminars, this, that, the other, et cetera, et cetera. And just like, you know, total groupie. And I felt like a rock star. And she was just really, really animated, very, very excited to be on the call. Well, by the end of that consult, she was in tears. She was crying. And I had to, you know, wake her up. I mean, do I love her enough to open her up and make her realize what she's doing, or do I just kind of, you know, gloss over it? And this is where this woman was. The perfect doctor for the perfect patient. You can see this person was so engrossed in me, and here's what the conclusion was. She's talking about when my naturopath told me this, and when my chiropractor told me that, and when my acupuncturist told me this, and I knew I would never get chemo and radiation if I ever got cancer, but I've had chemo now, and now I'm thinking about radiation, and I want you to tell me what you think.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what? I'm listening to this, and I said, well, I thought you said you'd never get chemo and radiation, and that's what you said, that when you didn't have cancer, you thought you'd never get it. She goes, oh, no, I never would. And I said, but didn't you just say you had chemo, and now you're thinking about radiation? She goes, yeah. So I said, what am I missing? She goes, well, you know, I never expected to get cancer when I was so young, and now that I've gotten cancer, I figured, okay, I'm just going to go with the big guns, and then I'll go back. I'm thinking, this woman is living in conflict.
Right.
She's a huge, huge fan of me, but I'm definitely the wrong doctor for her. And by trying to set her straight, I traumatized her, because I had to tell her, listen, you are living in conflict, and if you want to get rid of cancer, you've got to get rid of the conflict. And I asked her husband, I said, listen, before I even said this, I said, do you see what the problem is here? And he says, yes. And I said, in one word, tell me what the problem is. And he hesitates. Over the next 30 seconds, I said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you got this. And he goes, no. He goes, I know exactly what you're talking about, Dr. Batar. He goes, the problem is for me, that one word. You said, do it in one word. So I said, okay, take as many words as you want. And then he basically explained to his one wife that, you know, babe, you are in conflict. And I said, that's exactly what it is. That one word was conflict. So it shows you that somebody may really, really love that doctor, but that doctor isn't necessarily the right person for that for that particular patient, or vice versa, because it's based upon who connects with you. I've had patients that I am screaming at, and you know those patients will not go to any other doctor, and I've been in screaming matches with them. So I may not be friends with them, but they don't trust anybody else. So
right.
It's really, really important that you find the right mix for you, and it can't be you finding the mix for your son-in-law, it must be your son-in-law finds the right mix with his son-in-law or son?
Son-in-law, yeah. And in this case, again, if you look at what we were able to do with Ty, our good buddy, at the Ultimate Live Symposium, much less everything else that preceded it, there were a whole lot of, you know, really gifted healers, people that had great intelligence that are, you know, for the most part, I detected all sincerity. And, from zero to suddenly a lot of options, because many people would have never known about that had not that come out. So, you know, you may gravitate to Dr. Batar's words or even my words doesn't necessarily mean that your son-in-law is going to say, you know, that's who I want to see, per se, or it's the right person for that. But again, we come back to this and people say, well, that, is that a cop-out to say prayer and contemplation and meditation? No, I think it's a cop-out not to consider that as a vital tool in choosing any path in life, much less one that could result in life or death.
You're absolutely right, Robert, and that's the key right there. It's not a cop-out. It is the truth. If a person wants to call it a cop-out, then it's their prerogative to do so, but it is not a cop-out. It is the most important thing to do. You must have that clarity of thought.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And if you don't, it might be that you've got too much lead in your system. And weirdly enough, the CDC is considering lowering the threshold for lead exposure. And my only explanation for this, besides the toxicologist being right, is that that organization and the government is being shamed into it because of what happened in Flint and other cities where the government institutions failed the people from the state level all the way up to the federal level, and now they have to acknowledge that lead is not good for you, even at low levels.
Yeah, and the studies have been done. This was prior to, prior to 2000, sir. This is 16, 17-year-old studies now talking about how low-level lead is more dangerous than normal-level lead. So it seems like there was almost a homeopathic potentiation of the adverse effect.
Yeah, chronic low-level exposure can be detrimental. It's not a hormetic or medic action that is beneficial in any way, shape, or form here. Listen, we got to take a break. We'll be back, and we're going to visit France because that's where the Coneheads are from. In France, they're doing something very interesting related to the work week or the work day. We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this weekend, the Integrative Lifestyle Forum in Davenport, Iowa. I am going to wear 10,000 layers of clothing. For that, because it's going to be 0 degrees, or I don't know, it's going to be ridiculous, Dr. Batar. I've got to work on my body heat potential. Anyway, good group, a DO from Pakistan. I think I mentioned him before. I interviewed him a few weeks back, and he's looking to help, you know, that community, which is pretty hardcore medical, open up to other options, and invited me to speak. So I'm looking forward to being up there this weekend.
Well, that's great. Yeah, you did mention him to me before. I have not met him, though, but you had mentioned him to me.
Yeah, Dr. Syed Shaw. Nice guy. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope to see everybody in Iowa this weekend and bundle up and stay warm. Let's see. I maybe should go to France. France would be good. Have you ever been to – you've been to France, haven't you, Dr. Batar?
Yeah. Actually, I was supposed to have given a lecture there in detoxification in November. And it was a conflict with something else that I already had, so I couldn't. But, yeah, I've been there a couple times.
The French are funny. I mean, they're considered to be snooty by the Brits and even Americans because they're uppity or whatever. But they do appreciate their food. They don't like people messing with their food. And when I went over there years ago, of course, I learned their word for organic is biologique. So I look for all the biologique restaurants. And even if it's not, it's pretty clean over there. Gastronomical adventures. Now, there's another adventure for workers there. According to this, France lets workers turn off, tune out, and live life. They're like, leave me alone. I'm off the clock. I'm not going to be bothered.
You know, it's funny because I'm gonna make a Trumpism, is it? A politically
sure.
Incorrect statement, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, I thought that, okay, once they had croissants and baguettes that you could get outside of France, and once they had the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas, I figured, what's the point of going to France? But not this might be a good reason to go to France.
Yes. Now, the thing is, we do work ourselves to the bone, so to speak, in America, although not many jobs are typically working the fields like they once were. Our ancestors worked the fields to survive. But the idea of taking downtime, I haven't been the best at that over my life, particularly, you know, because I'm so mission-oriented, and I know you are, too. And we often... And our buddy Ty Bollinger is too. We'll just work and work and work because we're really passionate about getting this message out. But there are times, and I have to say, Super Don, you have to give me some props for the holidays. We did some encores. We rarely ever do them.
I think that was a record this year.
Yeah, no, over the holidays, we took a few encore breaks, and like I said, I never used to do that, and I'm like, I knew I had to be better about it, because I have to be a better example for others to say there's got to be some balance in life. You can't work all the time.
But I will say this. There's a saying, I think Buddha said it, if you pick a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm. It is true. But what happens when we're not on the clock? We tend to be healing in our own personal lives in a different way off the air, right? We're still doing what we do, just in a different way. And I think, that was it. Just to switch it up a little bit and, mostly to give Super Don a break. I don't want him cramping up at night without enough magnesium.
Well, you know, this may be, I'm making the counterpoint here, but I have been accused of being a workaholic all my life, and people that know me know when they get the emails from me at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, that morning when I'm sleeping. But here's the thing. I want people to understand, don't do as I do, but do as I'm preaching. And that is that nobody on the deathbed has ever said, I wish I had worked more.
Right.
People always say, I wish I'd spent more time with my kids. I wish I'd spent more time doing X, Y, and Z. But nobody ever says, I wish I'd worked more. So it's an important thing to remember that when you have downtime, you're actually recovering. It may not be like the same recovery that you do when you're sleeping, but it is a very therapeutic and essential recovery when you take some downtime.
Yeah, it's true. You don't hear people on their deathbed saying, geez, I'm glad I didn't have too much fun. I wish I would have had less fun, right? And it's always the other thing. You know, if I'd have just taken some time to play a little bit. And I think that's always a good lesson for us that are, so driven to, whether we call it success, but it is in a mission-focused way, bringing that power to heal back to the people, those who are ready to hear it. We're, tireless in our efforts, and I know you are, Dr. Bitar, as well, and helping folks to be empowered to do that which you've done or even better.
I completely am for that, for everyone, Robert, that is getting and thriving on helping others. So I thank you for that and Super Don as well.
Yep. Happy New Year, my friend. It's a good start to 2017. I'm liking it.
We're almost at the 7-year anniversary next month.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be kicking that into gear. We'll talk about whether we do Advanced Medicine Monday or Tuesday next week based on my trip. We'll connect off the air and figure it out. In the meantime, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why, Dr. Bitar, tell them, because you know it.
Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.